A lot of research.
I just started.
Is Osvaldo there?
Yes. I'm here.
Tony, let Osvaldo know what we're looking at.
Okay, Osvaldo, we're just looking at the cover, the front page of the summary. Of all the bills of the attorney, like the first 3 months, July, August, September. And we're probably going to probably have this on the agenda next month with a complete packet, I guess. So we just wanted Chair wanted you to kind of see that, what I gave to him today as a summary for the attorney costs. And we have the 3 months of October, November, December still pending. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at. The first month of July is $6,960. August is $3,070.
I'm sorry. Can you go slow? The July 11 was 6,000?
Yes, the month of July is 6,960. And this item is not on the agenda, so we can't really, I mean, we are talking about, I guess, part of the attorney, so I think we'll be fine. July 2019 is 6,960. August is 3,785. September, 2,755. And then October, November, December, it's still pending.
Okay.
So if I understand this summary sheet, it says balance $13,500. That's what we owe. He's already over the $12,000.
That's correct. That's what we owe him right now for those 3 months things that he did for us those first 3 months. And he did. I didn't print it out because it was 45 pages or so of what he did. It's all here. So I'll put this packet together next month and your binder. You'll have all 45 pages if you want to look at them.
To save the environment that you just put it into a notebook and for whoever wants to inspect it, they can go through it and look at it as opposed to making 5 cents.
5 cents.
Could you email us
I could. You could kind of maybe scroll through it or something. That might be a better option. Because
yeah.
Okay. If you print out for the packet, it will kill you. I think it's just a lot. So it's basically all the summary of each one of these bills is right here. Summary one, summary two, and summary three. They're all in here of what he did for these three bills here. The other three are still pending. So that's what I gave the chair the cover sheet. Yesterday, alongside the contract of the attorney that he requested, and that was it. I didn't make any more copies, so I didn't think it was. I didn't know what we were talking about.
So, question. So, the chair was under the assumption that this was 11 something. Is that what you mentioned? You mentioned the number 11, 5,
well,
10, 5.
That we had written.
Now up to 13, 5.
Well, we had written a check for the first 2 months.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So that's the number we saw in
last week.
Because it was a year. You looked at the year to date, year to date, and from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, not to the end of February.
Right. Okay.
End of the year. So that's where you saw the actuals. So then it took into account. That's March, and that's why it looked at 10, but it was actually up to February would have been 7.
That, you're correct, and I apologize, but that's correct, because it was a year to date, and you had two separate checks.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you for that. So, my only issue is, this is all done, it's water to the bridge, but this is how I see it, if this was my business. I see there's a line here through October. November 2019, the board approves a $1,000 budgeted item per month. But the months of July, August, September, October, and October still pending, those came prior to that motion in November. That's how I see it. Now, that's just my view. If we spend a couple $1,000s a month, I don't know, $1,500, $2,000 a month, maybe we owe him additional $4,000. $5,000 for those last 3 months, plus January maybe. I don't know.
I don't think much is this year. I think mostly it'll probably be.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chairman? So by what Mr. Chairman is saying, and I think he's absolutely right, what we are litigating over here is November, December, January, and February. It's 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, including October, Osvaldo, also. But
October 2019, but October 2019 and November 2019 was before the contract was signed.
Well, no, the bills are pending, but what Tony has noted here is on the summary sheet, it says July 2019, and then there's a date of February 1st, 2020, and then for August, March 5. So I assume those are the dates that you received the bills?
No, that's the day that I sent the check.
Oh, I see.
That's what I put okay. The date that I sent the check for each one of those months.
Now, my understanding beforehand was that these bills came in after the November board meeting?
Yeah, the date on top is when I got it.
January 22?
Right.
Okay. Because that's Osvaldo's question. So.
Right, so I know that...
My question is very simple.
Oh.
In July, the attorney got over $6,000.
Oh.
In August, the attorney got over $3,700. Okay. Now, in September 2019, he got over $2,000. In October, he got some money to work with. So, then the contract was signed in November.
No.
Am I correct?
No. It's always been the same agreement. And the agreement was approved by the board on July 11th.
My question is, why is he invoicing so late? I don't know. I don't have any experience with attorneys, so I don't know how regularly they invoice. But to get something in July and January, if we saw, okay, it's kind of getting up there in the price, let's scale back on using him so you can have some foresight for the following month.
Right.
But when he's sending them 6-7 months later, there's no way to plan for that.
Right. So that's why this year I kind of like didn't call him that much, but that is true. That's one of my concerns. I kept asking him for those months, like, hey, you know what, I haven't got your bill and working on it. So he was bombarded, I guess. I'm not sure, but it was a shocker for me too. But I knew that it was going to be high because I didn't know how much time we put into using it for those few months. I know that. So
if I can throw on my 2 cents for my perception, and again, I'm not saying my perception is correct. My perception from my first conversation with the lawyer was, he said, you know, I'm doing a lot of pro bono work for you. Now, it was my perception that when we had this discussion at the November meeting, that the district manager recognized that there is all this extra stuff going on, and that was the justification for going to $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Where the miscommunication may have occurred is, I think maybe when you communicated with the attorney that the board had made this adjustment in the budget, that he went ahead and billed this at his regular rate. I think the bills came in later because he was doing it pro bono. Again, I can be wrong on that.
Yeah, I could ask him. I don't think so. I don't even know if I talked to him about this budget adjustment. So.
Well, then he would certainly be aware of what the chair has brought up in terms of the limitation that was originally presented in July, of which I was not on the board, you know, and I have not seen those documents, but I take his word of that. So, but we're over, really, you know, the chair has said this is water under the bridge, but not really, because we're already $1,500 over budget. And it's not even a question of what originally was discussed about, we need to let them know there's just a couple of thousand dollars left. What can you do for that? There is no couple of thousand dollars left.
We're over.
So.
I know the documents are here, but it's detailed what stuff he did, right? So it's, it's hard for me to,
Just one last question that I have. When the budget was presented in November and the inquiry was made in November,
mm-hmm.
Everything I understand, that was made for December, January, February, March, April, May, and June. You didn't backdate that, did you? You didn't go back and change the months prior?
Of course. When we did the
Why would you do that, though?
Because we needed to adjust for what the things that were that we cut in the past, that we actually saved money on, and the items that actually cost more. We did adjustments throughout that budget in November.
But okay, I get the adjustments, but did you adjust October, September? Did you go back and change all that?
Yeah, from July to November, because there was extra meetings and the board meetings, so we had to pay extra for that. I adjusted those numbers to more of actuals, right? I did the things that I saved money on, which would be, I think, the gas, and I think it was workers' comp, and a few other things that we saved money on, I adjusted those. And then I went also in the future from February on to July for the other positions. So we made adjustments both in the past and in the front, both.
I never know that to be done that way. GAAP principles, general accounting principles, you don't go back and change the budget 6 months ago. You change it moving forward to accommodate new charges, not to say we're going to go back. But, okay, I mean, it is what it is. But, all right, so with me, we know where we stand on, you know where I stand on the resignation. I'm glad there's accounting and we can have one PDF file for the next meeting. That would be great.
Okay.
You know, that way people can scroll through it or print it if you like, whatever. And we'll find out these numbers, and then we're also going to find out what the numbers are for January through his resignation, right? And then what is the cost to finish the case?
Mm-hmm.
And then that way the board can make a decision as to, you know, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, we might need a motion for this, but since my perception from my discussion with him way back when was he was doing a lot of pro bono, perhaps you as the district manager can negotiate with him to come back into the $12,000 budget. You know, many times, in fact, in his current recent emails to us, where he had attached resolutions and this and that, whatever, you know, he mentioned, you know, because you have, what is a low budget, whatever, you know, basically we had a limited budget. He said, yeah, I'm not charging you for these emails. So he recognizes we have a limited budget. I just find it hard to believe that he really thinks that he would be compensated for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because this could easily blow up to $20,000-$25,000 by the end of the year, if not more.
Yeah. Yeah. It could happen a lot.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think Mike is making a motion. What is the motion about? Can I hear again the motion?
Oh, I really wasn't making a motion. I was just speculating that we might need a motion for the district manager to negotiate with the attorney to get this back within budget. I mean, Mr. Chair, did we just...
I think the direction is clear. So let's get the best deal possible.
Yeah.
I mean,
we still have months pending, so we'll talk to them about it and make sure that...
You know, my concern is that given where we're going with quarantines, et cetera, we may reach the point where there are no funerals no burials being conducted here. And that's going to impact our bottom line. And yet we have to take care of our employees and make sure that they still get paid, we have money for their benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And if we have reduced income, we can't have any area of the budget that goes completely off the deep end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this has the potential of, if it hasn't already, it has the potential of doing that.
Yeah.
Right. Any other comments?
I still keep going back to he's going to take care of this case for free.
Yeah, no, that's going to be one of the questions we ask.
Okay, and I just keep going back to that. And then I come back to where Mr. Trevino said, I would like to get rid of him now. So a part of it says, okay, yeah, well, Yeah, it makes sense. But then a part of me says, well, wait a minute. If that happens, he already gave us supposedly a 30-day notice. We don't know yet. He's going to go anyway. If he goes, is he really going to fight this case for us? I mean, he's going to say, I don't care. I'm out.
That's the impression I got. But we
am I overthinking? I don't know.
If I thought sincerely that I was doing something for the good of a group that I had a place in my heart for, and then I received a letter that they just terminated me, I'd say hasta la vista.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, that's me. And I hesitate at this point. I don't like being held hostage. I would say that right up front. But I hesitate to change horses middle stream, you know, in this. This is just too hard to try to describe to a new person and have them grasp all the nuances, et cetera. It appears, from my perspective, that he was involved from the beginning, so he has an understanding, plus he's had discussions with
their attorneys.
You know, certainly we change lawyers, they can interpret that as a sign of weakness. I would. But again, I don't like being held hostage. It may be something that we have to bite the bullet on for right now, but after the contractor's case is settled, certainly it can be revisited. I mean, that's the direction I'm kind of moving in at this point, so.
Yeah, and my, Trustee Street?
29.
Okay, my view, you know, I wouldn't change the attorney midstream. I wouldn't do that, but I'm also very open about accepting his resignation. He's the one that sent that.
Right.
We didn't ask him for that.
Correct.
He knows this current litigation that he's brought us into with this other company at our request. So he's resigning in the middle of all that. So I'm sure he has an exit strategy, and that's what I alluded to earlier. What's the exit strategy? You work with the attorney through the end of the case, and then he's gone. That's fine. It's up to the board. But cases are transferred all the time from attorneys to attorneys.
Right.
They are true professionals. They know how to take a case on. It's simple contract law. And I will say that Mr. Quintanilla has already done all the heavy lifting. Now you need somebody to show up, file the case, and pursue it. He's done all the heavy lifting. And if he's done what he said he was going to do and write a draft lawsuit, then the case is drawn. Here's your case, here's all the discovery, here's everything. Other attorneys can take it forward, if it even gets to that point. But I think you'll finish it. My question is just, what is the exit strategy, since he has resigned? And if the district manager calls him tomorrow and says, hey, I need to talk to you about a few things, does Mr. Quintanilla say, click, you're on the clock? Mm-hmm. Right? Because he's entitled to that.
I'll clarify that too.
Right? Yeah. So those are the things that we need to kind of work on moving forward. But that's all right.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I may, so
yes, sir.
Say something. He did not resign yet. Let's not forget that. He did not resign yet. The letter of resignation that was sent to Tony, or was going supposed to be sent to Tony, Tony never got it yet. Yeah. So he's still working.
That's one of the questions I got for him. Yeah.
Well, we can fire him right now, but we'd like to know what is his intentions, what is his thinking, and how much we want him, and all those things. And should we ask for that after we fire him, or we should ask for that before we fire him to try to figure out what to do next?
I think what I'm getting is that we're going to be talking about this item next month at our next meeting. I'm going to be asking a lot of very specific questions and get specific answers for everything that's been brought up in discussion right now at this moment. So we'll definitely have a clear picture on all the questions that we've been asking in the last, you know, the past few minutes that we've been talking about this issue.
Tony, my question is very simple. Before or after we fire him?
Oh. I think by that time, we'll know, at that time, actually, when we have our meeting, we could actually accept the resignation at that moment if you want to get rid of him at that moment. Or you could just wait 10 days and it'll be effective at that moment too. So it'll be whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be whatever you want.
So I'd like to know, and I'm sure my colleagues we want to know, what are we doing right now? We need to know the motion exactly, right? Because I'm 50% with Mr. Trujillo. I want to fire the guy, okay? And I wish I could fire today. But I don't think it's a good idea to fire him today. I think we need to know more of the whole deal before we get rid of him and tell him goodbye, we don't need you anymore. I think we better figure it out first. Okay. Right. I have to say all the questions that we have and all the inquiries that we have, and then we'll make the decision.
Correct. Yes. I think that's the goal. Yes.
I think that was the consensus that we needed more information before making a decision.
Right. And we'll get that by next month. And we'll ask, there's a lot of good questions that were asked, and we're going to get those answers by next month. At least that's our goal to get that for you. Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion to that, if Mr. Chairman, if it's right to make a motion, I'll make a motion.
Okay, I think is that a motion? I'm not sure.
I don't know, what was the motion?
The motion is to put this item on the agenda next month to have a discussion and all the questions answered that were posed today. Is that correct, Osvaldo?
Yes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
With no opposed, motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Trustee Osvaldo, for making that motion. And with that, we bring our special meeting to an end. We will adjourn our meeting at 7:12 on March 17th. Everybody be safe and healthy. Take all the precautions. We will adjourn to our next regular scheduled meeting.
Please stay healthy, be safe, careful. This is not over yet.
We have
4 months to go, and be very careful, guys. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Osvaldo. All right, we adjourn to April 9th.
Question real quick. Tony, do you know?